दिस इज आकाशवाणी द न्यूज रेड बाय इंदु चुकू। परीक्षा पे चर्चा 2025 प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी टू एंगेज स्टूडेंट्स इन न्यू 8 एपिसोड फॉर्मेट ऑन फेब्रुवरी 10। The 8th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha, the interaction program, will be held in a new format this season, spanning 8 episodes. The program is scheduled to be held on the 10th of this month at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. In a statement, the Education Ministry said that under the new format of the program, renowned personalities from diverse fields will interact with students and share their experiences and knowledge. The ministry informed that in this program, 36 students from each state and union territory have been selected from various schools to interact directly with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The program will be telecast live on Doordarshan Swayam Prabha, the Prime Minister Office YouTube channel, and the social media channels of the Education and Information and Broadcasting Ministries. This year, the ministry received over 3.5 crore participants from students, teachers and parents. The Reserve Bank of India today reduced its interest rates for the first time in nearly 5 years to boost the economy. The Monetary Policy Committee of the Apex Bank has unanimously decided to slash policy repo rate by 25 basis points to 6.25% from 6.5%, making the announcement following a 3-day meeting of the MPC. Newly appointed RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra said the interest of the economy demands financial stability and consumer protection, and the mandate at the RBI is to ensure both of them. It was Sanjay Malhotra's first key address after taking over as the RBI Governor last December. The 25 basis point rate cut to 6.25% comes after the last reduction in May 2020. The last revision of rates happened in February 2023 when the policy rate was hiked by 25 basis points to 6.5%. The Lok Sabha today took up discussion on the General Budget 2025 to 2026. Participating in the discussion, Rao Rajendra Singh of BJP lauded the union budget, saying it has taken care of the interest of the poor farmers and women. He said the government has focused on the well-being of farmers and taken several initiatives in this direction. Earlier initiating the discussion, Dharambir Gandhi of Congress alleged that the union budget has failed to address the agrarian challenges being faced by the country. NDA MPs from Bihar today met Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the Parliament House. During the meeting, the MPs of BJP, JDU and LJPR felicitated Mr. Modi. Union Ministers Giriraj Singh, Rajiv Ranjan Singh and Chirag Paswan were also present at the meeting. It came in the backdrop of several announcements by the Centre for Bihar in the Union Budget 2025 to 2026. Later, talking to media, Mr. Giriraj Singh said that they met the Prime Minister to thank him for the budget announcement related to Bihar. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said over 4,300 farm producers organizations have registered with the e-Naam portal to the end of last year. He said over 4 crore 80 lakh farmers of these FPOs have received payments to a tune of 249 crore rupees. Replying to supplementaries during the question hour in the Rajya Sabha, the minister said over 1400 markets across the country have joined the e-Naam portal. He said farmers can utilize the benefit of e-Naam while sitting at home. All arrangements are in place for counting of votes for the Delhi Assembly elections to be held tomorrow. The counting will commence at 8 in the morning and results are expected to start coming around noon. Postal ballots will be counted first, followed by the electronic voting machines. Chief Electoral Officer of Delhi, R. L. Swaj, informed that 19 counting centers have been set up in 11 districts of Delhi for the counting process. Around 5,000 staff members and other supporting personnel have been deployed and trained for the purpose. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.